Morning, everyone. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 14, and I'm reading verses 7 to 24. Jesus noticed how some of the guests were choosing the best places, so he told this parable to them. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place. It could happen that someone more important than you has been invited, and your host, who invited both of you, would have to come and say to you, "Let him have this place." Then you would be embarrassed and have to sit in the lowest place. Instead, when you're invited, go and sit in the lowest place so that your host will come to you and say, "Come on up, my friend, to a better place." This will bring you honour in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who make themselves great will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be made great. And then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbours, for they will invite you back, and in this way you will be paid for what you did. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame and the blind, and you will be blessed because they are not able to pay you back. God will repay you on the day the righteous rise from death." When one man sitting at the table heard this, he said to Jesus, "How happy are those who will sit down at the feast of the kingdom of God?" Jesus said to him, "There was once a man who was giving a great feast to which he invited many people. When it was time for the feast, he sent his servant to tell the guests, 'Come, everything is ready.' But they all began, one after another, to make excuses. The first one told the servant, 'I've bought a field and must go and look at it. Please accept my apologies.' Another one said, 'I've bought 5 pairs of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please accept my apologies.' Another one said, 'I've just got married and for that reason I cannot come.' The servant went back and told all this to the master. The master was furious and said to his servant, 'Hurry out to the streets and alleys of the town and bring back the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame.' Soon the servant said, 'Your order has been carried out, sir, but there is room for more.' So the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the country roads and lanes and make people come in so that my house will be full. I tell you all that none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.' This is the word of the Lord.
I love eating. Would anyone like to come to my party today? Anyone? Yes, you've got your hand. Come to my party. Would you like to come to my party, young lady? I've even got a pink party hat. Would anyone else like to come to my party? Which colour? There are. Anyone else? 2 more people to come to my party. Oh, yes. One there and one there. Come up and take a seat. What we are looking at is why Jesus told these parables. The great banquet. That's my seat. Now, in our house, we like eating, but we have some table manners. Number one, no speaking with your mouth full. Is that okay? You do not get down unless you've finished your dinner. Is that okay? Yes. And no throwing food on the floor, Nathaniel. Would you like a grape? Help yourselves. That's the starter. Now, when we have food and get to the table, do you always have your favourite seat? Do you have your favourite seat? Closest to the chocolate cake? No. Well, in the parable, we are talking about those people that chose maybe the wrong seats. Now, in Luke 14, verse 7, it says, notice how the guests chose the best seats. Jesus then told this parable. Now, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? If you sat at a table and then the person who was having the party said, no, you sit there, you sit there, you sit there. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? Now, well, that's exactly what happened. Jesus said in the parable, some people chose the best seats. And then what happened? The host of the party said, no, you sit there, you sit there. How embarrassing. Can you think of a time in school where it's really important to be first? Can you think of a time? Do we have a microphone here? Can anyone think in school when it's a good time to be first? First at what? Say again?
Out to play.
That's a good one. First.
To win a race on sports day.
Yes, that's a good one. First.
To finish your work.
Yeah, that's, why is that good? Do you get a special sticker?
Yeah,
nice. So it's important, isn't it, to be first in sometimes in life. But Jesus is just talking about being last at the buffet table. Now, I don't think Jesus means about who gets the chocolate cake first or who gets to have... Have you taken a grape? Would you like one? I don't think Jesus is just talking about food. I think he's talking about other parts of our lives as well. And Jesus also tells us in Matthew 19:30, if we skip on a few slides there, he says,
many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
That's right, it's the next few slides, Julian. Now, in this context, he encounters a rich young ruler. Now, after the young man turned away from Jesus, unable to give up his wealth, Jesus' disciples asked the Lord what reward they would have in heaven, since they had given up everything to follow him. And Jesus promised them
100 times as much,
plus eternal life. And then Jesus said,
many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
So it's not just about around the dinner table. In today's parable in Luke, Jesus assumed the Jewish culture of mealtimes by offering a solution. Grape? You got one? You can eat it, don't worry. We're having our starter. You see, shame and honour were more explicit in ancient times. You see, Christ, I mean, is he giving the Pharisees some social advice about where to sit around the table? Or how to avoid embarrassment? Or is he talking about something more important than that? The Pharisees certainly needed some guidance. Or as ever, does this parable have a double meaning? All parables have double meanings. So what is Jesus really talking about? There's a warning against pushing yourself forward in the sight of God. It's an opportunity to let somebody else go first. Or as a warning for a certain makeshift politician not to push himself ahead in a photo opportunity in the media. So, at the time of writing, Luke was far too aware of the Pharisees' pride. Jesus calls the pride and arrogance to be replaced by generosity and humility. All the Jews and the non-Jews are welcomed at God's table. So we move on to the main course. Help yourself. Nice and hot. So, the main course is, what is humility? Keep going, on to the next screen. So humility is, it's not thinking less of yourself, because Jesus has not asked us to not put ourselves forward in certain situations, but he certainly asked us to think of ourselves less. That's what humility is. It's responding to others' needs first. It's thinking of others before ourselves, in the park, on the slide. Or maybe it's about using our skills and talents for other people. Jesus is teaching grace and humility, and this is all throughout the Bible. So if we read in Philippians 2, verse 3, it says,
don't do anything only to get ahead, don't do because you are proud. Instead, be free of pride. Think of others as better than yourselves.
And also in the Bible, it says in Romans 12, verse 16,
don't be proud. Be willing to be a friend of people who aren't considered important. Don't think that you are better than others.
Do you need a knife? Are you okay? Help yourselves, help yourselves. We're going to have dessert in a minute at this party. So it is hard, isn't it, to be humble in today's society? It is very hard because there's pressure to achieve. There's pressure to be the best in our class at school. There's pressure because everyone's watching. You have to be popular. You have to have the best phone. You have to have the best, trendiest trainers. You have to have so much. But Jesus says no. No. Think of others as better than yourselves. Enact humility in your personal life, at home, in school, in church, when you get a job. Think of other people. So we have an excellent role model to look up to. Someone who shows us what it means to put others first. Do you know his name? Who teaches us to put other people first? Say again.
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Right. So Jesus in the Bible is who we worship on a Sunday. And he has told us exactly that. Put others before yourselves. Now, Jesus the Messiah humbled himself. This means that he thought of others before himself. Do you know what Jesus did one night? He got some water. He got a cloth. He bent down and did what?
Washed other people's feet.
Absolutely. Do you need your feet washed today?
Don't know.
What about you?
I don't think so.
No, did you have a bath? Or a shower?
No.
No. It's quite hot today. I need to wash my feet every day. But no, that is just an example. We don't have to go around washing other people's feet. But you know, Jesus did something even more than that. After he washed his disciples' feet, he was arrested. And do you know what happened to Jesus? What happened to Jesus?
He was crucified.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He was nailed to a cross.
Absolutely, and what happened after that?
He got nailed in a tomb.
That's right, absolutely. He gave up his life for his friend. Wow, that is humility. That is exactly what humility is. And Jesus then said in John 13:15,
I have given you an example. You should do as I have done for you.
Exactly. Should we have dessert? Lovely, banana. Who wants banana? Chocolate cake is overrated, I'm telling you. Help yourself. Use your fingers if you want. It's a party. Do you want banana to go with your uneaten? There we are. That's what you're waiting for, dessert, wasn't it? There you go. I'll put that there. Help yourselves. So, what about this great banquet? Because in the parable, Jesus said to the host at the party the following.
When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God.
Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God. Jesus tells this parable of the great banquet. But the question for us is not, what should our attitude to the poor be? Yes, Jesus said, invite the poor, invite the lame, the crippled and the blind. But who will be present at the great banquet in heaven? The big party, the big feast. Balloons, what else do you have at parties? Balloons.
Friends.
Yes.
Disco lights.
Oh, yeah, the round one. Sparkles, yeah, definitely.
A DJ.
Yeah, I don't have any of those things at this party. But heaven is going to be even better than that. That is what it's going to be like in the great banquet. God is giving a party. Are you going to come to this party? That is what Jesus is saying. Or are you too busy? Are you too busy to attend God's banquet because you are washing your hair, because you are going to visit a friend, because you have work commitments, because you have family involvement, sporting events, social media, Facebook updates to make, popularity, and you miss out on God's invitation? Let's not kid ourselves.
Have you already accepted the invitation to God's party? But it got lost in the post. You threw it away. You decided not to go to the party at the moment. Who was at the baptism service a few weeks ago? I was there. Anyone else at the baptism service? Now that was a demonstration of those two people's faith. They had accepted the invitation to the party. Lisa is running more baptism classes. There's an alpha course which is running to discuss all of these questions. The kingdom is still and will be like a banquet at which those who were supposed to attend were too busy washing their hair, too busy sorting out their garden, their Facebook status, and their friendships, that they missed out. Too busy to come to the party. But others, not expected to come to the party, did come to the party. Jesus said in the parable, go out into the streets and invite the crippled, the lame, the blind. So, the question is, are you too busy to attend the party? We're at the party, aren't we? Let's pray. Lord God, you teach us through your actions humility. You teach us how to humble ourselves, how to be lowly in God's eyes. Lord, test us. Lord, teach us how to think of others as more important than us. The servant king says that each other's lives should be preferred. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your invitation to come to the feast because there is room at the table. Lord, come let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and your power of grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your invitation and pray that we would indeed show humility. In your holy name, amen.